You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brewski.
Featuring former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, Nima Rahmani.
Things just keep getting stranger in the case of Rex Heuermann, the alleged Gilgo Beach murderer, Long Island serial killer. Accusations still coming. John Ray, the attorney for some of the victims, trying to tie his name to other possible bodies and victims that have been found on the beach. And as this has progressed, the reason the investigation really has gotten off, on its feet, for lack of a better term, sitting there as a cold case for many years, is Suffolk County Police Commissioner Rodney Harrison. He brought this all back to light, and he seems to want to see it through until just the other week. Suddenly, out of nowhere, Rodney Harrison says he is resigning. He is out, and he will no longer be the Suffolk County Police Commissioner. We all know the story of the previous police commissioner and the antics that he was involved in. So I don't know what to expect here of who's coming in next, why Rodney Harrison left. That, to me, is kind of a red flag. In a case that is fraught with conspiracy-type theories, seeing him suddenly walk away, it just seemed very odd. What are your thoughts, Nima?
Yeah, very surprising, and it really would just be guesswork here. But like you said, I mean, a lot of criticism for Long Island law enforcement for years.
Yeah.
Dropping the ball in this case. I mean, the corruption and the federal charges. I mean, we don't have to rehash all that. And all of a sudden, like you said, you know, the case gets new legs, gets revived. Harrison and his team have a large part to play in that. So I don't know the reason for his resignation. It could be personal reasons. Could be one of those, you know, let's get out before something really bad happens, right? Might be some allegations against him. He said it's because he wants the new executive to be able to choose their commissioner. I don't know if that's true or not. Apparently, there's some election that's coming up there in Long Island, and the executive gets to appoint the commissioner there. But I think we're going to probably find out pretty soon what this was all about. I mean, there's been a lot of information that has trickled out of this case. And I think it's just a matter of time before someone tells us the real reason why Harrison resigned.
It could be something very simple, or maybe an offer somewhere else, but you'd think that might be in the statement. One of the things that came to my mind right away was, did he get too close to something? Not that he was involved in anything. I'm making no allegations of that, but in his investigations, did he discover something far greater than Rex Heuermann that may be involved in these killings? Maybe there's more than one person. Maybe there's other people involved that are of a higher status or a higher power that would basically outweigh the Suffolk County Police Commissioner in terms of what they could do. That, I don't know. If maybe he got too hot, too close to the fire, and for his own well-being of his family said, I can't beat this, you know, and I'm out. I don't know. I'm completely speculating. But
look, it's possible. You know, just last week, the Department of Justice announced this huge, you know, prostitution sex ring. And I don't think, you know, and apparently there's some high level officials, you know, in DC and in the Boston area that were involved in this. So, well, we'll see what sort of names come to light. You know, maybe it's a Heidi Fleiss type situation. And I'm not saying that anyone was involved with Rex Heuermann and, you know, killing these sex workers, right? Mm-hmm. But you never know. There's been a lot of speculation, whether it's his wife, whether it's other folks that were involved. Again, this is something that maybe nothing. It may just be personal reasons. Maybe just burnt out. Maybe there's health issues. Like you said, maybe got another job, but you know, maybe there's something more to it. And I think we're going to find out pretty soon what this was all about.
It's interesting, right? A few days after Rex was arrested, his wife, Asa, filed for divorce. If anybody deserves a emergency divorce for that to be executed fairly quickly, I would think it would be her. But here we sit to this day, and the divorce has not been finalized. It's just sitting there. She's now saying that she will attend his court hearings going forward after meeting with him the other day in jail and to see evidence for herself. That's according to her attorney, and then decide for herself whether she believes these allegations against her husband are true or not. What do you make of that?
You know, I got to be pretty honest with you. Her response so far has been pretty tone deaf. I mean, I think we've talked about it, dealing with reporters in the case, wanting to get the hundreds of illegally acquired guns. At least some of them were apparently illegally acquired. So, you know, someone that cares about her house and really has shown no support or sympathy or empathy for the victims. You know, I know that they have kids together, but really, I think she needs a PR team as much as she needs a lawyer, because frankly, I mean, at best, she's going to be one of the most hated women in America. And at worst, she could be wrapped up in this as a co-defendant, co-conspirator, or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, every move she makes doesn't seem to make a ton of sense in terms of her well-being or the optics of her people thinking maybe there is some sort of involvement here, not necessarily in murder, but at least being aware of who this man was that she was with for so many years. So many questions and more keep getting asked.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.